And Tony, if you like, we have a 7:20 public hearing. I got the notice right here. You want me to just read it?
If you don't mind, please.
Not a problem. The Town of Hastings Town Board has scheduled a public hearing May 7th, 2020 at 7:20 p.m. to hear any and all comments regarding the special permit application submitted by Tarpon Towers, LLC, Bell Atlantic Mobile Systems, LLC, for a proposed telecommunication tower located near 398 Baum Road. And if you want to call the public hearing to order, Tony, we can proceed.
I would like to call the public hearing for Baum Road, the telephone tower in session, please.
Okay. Just a little background here. This application went to the town planning board last Thursday. They recommended an approval. It went to the county planning department. They recommended approval also. We have Mark from CNS Engineering, who on the behalf of the town has reviewed this application. He's here to take any questions anybody might have. I'm not sure if there's anybody on the phone yet with Tarpon Towers representing them.
Hey, Mark. This is Tony Rivasigno.
Oh, hey, Tony. How you doing?
Good. Did the planning board do a seeker?
Seeker application was submitted.
Okay.
And this is a special permit. The planning board did a recommendation, so the town board's going to have to do the seeker and the negative declaration.
Okay.
And that's actually incorporated in the proposed resolution that I sent out to all the board members if they do decide to move on it.
All right. I'm just listening in.
Now I'm getting nervous, Tony. It's like my father being there.
It's just keeping you in line, that's all.
Mark,
yes.
This is John. You mentioned that CNS has reviewed this for the town. Did they review the EAF? Did they find any issues?
Go ahead, Mark.
We did review the EAF as part of the complete application, and we did not find any issues with that.
Okay. Thank you, Mark.
So is there anybody else that would have any questions about this?
If there is it, Tony, you can close the public hearing on this, and then we can read the next one for the rezoning application.
Okay. There's nothing else on this, so I'd like to close this public hearing. Okay, Mark, you can start the second one.
Sorry, Shelly was busy writing. She didn't hand it to me fast enough.
No, that's fine. It's a little complicated. This is a little different than normal, so you know, there's going to be a few glitches here and there.
Yeah. The legal notice reads, the Town of Hastings Town Board has scheduled a public hearing for 7:25 p.m., May 12, 2020, to hear any and all comments regarding the rezoning application submitted by Holly House for the proposed rezoning of from R1 to CR of property located on U.S. Route 11 between Hungry Lane Road and Wilson Road. And again, a little background. Oh, I'm sorry, Tony. You don't mind calling the public hearing to order?
I'd like to call the public hearing for the rezoning for a commercial for the house in session.
Thank you. Just a quick background on this. Again, and I think the board members should have received copies of all this also. It was sent to the county planning department for their recommendation, and they recommended approval on this. It was reviewed by our town planning board last Thursday, and they recommended approval. And as a side note, I even reached out to the gentleman that owns a property in front of this, Ken Halsdorf, on Route 11, and explained to him what was going on and showed him the information, and he has no problems with it either. as being the direct neighbor. I don't know if Holly's on the phone yet or not.
I am. I'm logged in.
Okay. Thank you.
Good evening. This is Jared Lusk from Nixon Peabody.
Yes.
How are you?
Okay. How you doing? Oh, you're with the Tarpon Towers.
Yes, I represent them. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. We just got done with the public hearing on that. There was nothing controversial at that for that. So.
Oh, I'm sorry. Nothing what, told me something.
Well, it's okay.
So is there any discussion or any issues with the commercial property on Hungry Lane to the board members?
No.
No.
I'd just like to, on my own personal note, as a neighbor that's close by to us, I think it's a great idea. I like seeing what Holly's proposing to do there. And as a neighbor, I'm also in favor.
Awesome.
Okay.
Mark, same question with Seeker. Was Seeker going on this?
Actually, the planning board, again, did the recommendation. Town board will have to address Seeker in the resolution.
Okay.
And this is actually being done as local law number 2 of 2020.
Okay,
if there's no other discussion about this issue, we can close this out now.
And if you like, Tony, you can go ahead and open up the regular meeting.
Okay, that's great. At this time, I'd like to open up the regular town board meeting. Okay, is there anybody out there that might have something they want to say? We have any legislators out there? If not, is there anybody out there with any discussion?
Yeah.
Well, speak now.
Who is that? Who said yeah?
Hail Mike Blair.
Hiya.
Well, what do you got?
What are we doing on that culvert on Corporate Park Drive that's been failing for 2 years?
Mike, are you out there?
I am, Tony. We've purchased the pipe.
Do you know the culvert he's speaking of?
I do. We already purchased the pipe for that. It's setting at our shop. I just have to get with everybody up through there so we're not shutting down the road and inconveniencing anybody. But we are going to take care of that this year for sure.
Well, it's a commercial highway. I mean, you can't look at worrying about shutting down. You have to make provisions to fix it. I mean, if you have to put, you know, whatever you have to do, put it one lane, do half at a time. I mean, there's non-stop traffic up there, so, you know, inconveniencing somebody is, you know.
Well, I think one of the issues will be, Mike, is those concrete trucks run there constantly.
That's right. We're trying not to shut down anybody's business. We've even talked about possibly doing it on a Sunday if we absolutely have to.
It closes it down to one lane like anybody else does.
That's one of our possibilities. And we also talked about just putting a temporary road around it also, Al.
Well, I don't think you need to go that extreme. But, I mean, you could easily do half the road at a time.
I believe this is going to be an issue it's going to be taken care of, right, Mike?
That's correct, Tony.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, it's been 2 years. That's the only reason I asked.
No, you're entitled to ask, and it sounds like that it's going to be taken care of. Is there anybody else out there that has anything?
Tony Bush.
Yes.
This is John Martino, Legislator District 6.
Hey, John. You got something
just wanted
for
to, yeah, just a quick note on the information for Holly House. I think that's going to be a good addition to the town of Hastings. And as far as the Tarpon Tower situation, if that's going to help get the signal better, I'm all for it, especially that is actually in my legislative district. I've heard some good things about it, so.
Well, I appreciate you speaking out about it, and I think everybody's pretty much on the same page.
Very good. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Is there anybody else out there that might have something?
Tony, this is Don. I got a question. I just wanted to ask real quick.
Yes. Go ahead, John.
Mark Lombardo, can you give us just a brief overview of where the water project stands?
Dustin Clark from Barton LaJudas just did a little quick update. On our part, we're actually pretty much where we need to be. The biggest hurdles that we've been finding is actually everybody we're dealing with on the federal and state level are working from home. But be that as that may, he's actually looking at the first part of July of breaking ground. It's about a month past what we anticipated, but he's shooting for July, first week of July.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. And Mark, also the other thing. Yep.
Yep. Go ahead.
The other part of that goes with that is they kind of decided how they're breaking this up. There's going to be two pipe contracts. One pump station contract and one power contract.
Okay.
Hey, Mark, when are they expecting this to go out to bids?
Oh, I would have to think if it's July, it's got to go out to bid first part of June.
Okay. I was just wondering that.
And actually, it's going to be kind of bid in phases because not everything needs to be bid at the same time. So we're pushing, working with trying to keep things moving with all the other different agencies with the pipe contract first.
Okay. Well, I know there's a lot of people out there inquiring and having some questions about it. So it sounds like you've answered all the questions.
Yeah, well, and then shortly here, they're supposed to be getting me, they've identified 95 easements that we have to obtain. So hopefully here in the next week, we'll start getting some of those. We've been working with Tony Rib, our attorney. We got everything in place as far as how it's going to look and what we're doing. And as they produce them, we'll get out there and get the easements.
Okay. That's great. Okay, does anybody else have anything?
Tony, the second thing I wanted to mention was at last meeting, I told everyone that I would put together an update to send out to the volunteers and donators for the Van Loo Park. And I sent that out to the board members about a week ago. I did hear back from John Hill. Thank you. He didn't have any comments. I just wondered if there were any other comments, or are you guys okay for me to send that out to the donators just to help get this thing organized? We can't do it right now because of, the COVID thing, but, when things free up, I just want to be organized. So,
yes.
You got any?
John, I have nothing, only what we have discussed over and over and over, everything, as long as their money's in place and everything is
covered
by town rules and by the, I have nothing.
Okay. Yeah, this is Mark. I don't have a problem with it. Same with Tony. I agree with him.
Okay. All right. I'll see if I can get that to be doing next week. Appreciate it. Thank you, guys. Look at that.
So, is anybody else have anything? If nobody else has anything, I'd like to, Mark, we have some resolutions.
Yes. I presented, I sent the town board some proposed resolutions. If you want, we can start with the rezoning application. That's actually the first on my list, just the way I wrote it.
Hey, Mark.
Go ahead.
Due to the situation, and you have the resolutions in front of you, do you have a problem reading the resolutions to the town board?
Not at all. Not at all.
Okay. I'd appreciate that.
What's that?
I have them here, too, if you need them.
Oh, okay.
That's better if you want to make the motion and read the resolutions, John. That works out good.
All right. The Holly House one here. So, be it resolved, Town Board, Town of Hastings declares itself lead agency for the first decision seeker on rezoning application RZ-2001 and hereby makes a negative declaration. Be it further resolved, the Town Board, Town of Hastings hereby approves Local Law Number 2 of 2020 for the rezoning of a certain property known as Tax Map 290.00-OT-31 from R1 to CR, submitted by previous owner Ronald Cornell and continued by current owner Holly House.
One second.
And
all in favor?
Wait a second. Who seconded that?
John Hill?
Okay.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Mark, you all set on that?
Yep, that's all set. And now we have the special permit one, I think John has.
For Tarpon?
Yes.
All right. Okay. It resolved the Town Board, Town of Hastings, declaring itself lead agency for purposes of seeker on special permit SP-20-01 and hereby makes a negative declaration. Be it further resolved, the Town Board, Town of Hastings hereby approves special permit SP-20-01 submitted by Tarpon Towers 2-LLC, as shown on site plan prepared by Michael Ritchie, the final revision date of February 24, 2020. And Mark, were there any conditions to be attached to this?
Actually, going through the whole process, nobody came up with any conditions. Everybody seemed to be pretty happy with the application as submitted.
Wow. Okay.
I'll second it. This is Mark.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And also, Tony, I had two more things that I sent out to the board. Mike Lewis asked the board to give him some leeway because there's some negotiation going on with the county dealing with the purchase of sand, but we're not sure exactly where everything's going to go. Where the heck is it? Okay. He was hoping to get a motion from the town board to allow at his discretion the town highway superintendent to solicit bids for the purchase of sand. The town board still reserves the right to reject any and all bids. But this will give him a little bit of leeway depending upon what's happening here so he can get into getting ready for hauling sand. I don't know if Mike has anything else to add to that.
Are the bids to be sent to the town clerk?
What's that?
Will the bids be submitted to the town clerk?
Yes, it would be all set up to the town clerk at a certain time prior to the next meeting with all the specifications. And in the the good part for the town board is you can reject any and all bids. So if you're not happy with it, then it doesn't get awarded.
Got it.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
At this time, do you have an idea how much sand you're going to need, or you're just going to swing
it? It's going to be somewhere around 6,000 yards.
6,000?
Roughly 6,000 yards, yes.
Okay. I don't.
So what we're looking at, I had a talk with Jim Kelly at the county the other day, and he says the county is still doing salt or sand at this time. So we're just waiting to hear back from them on what it's going to cost. But in the meantime, we'd like to put it out for bid, because if it's, you know, if there's somebody within our town that's going to be cheaper and we don't have to truck it as far, I think it'll be beneficial for us.
I do too. I mean, if the county's going to sell it to you for a dollar a yard cheaper and you got to travel days to get it, you're not worth it.
That's right. So right now we're looking at a price from the county.
Okay. Yes, I'm in favor.
Mark, I'll make a motion that we
I'm sorry, you broke up.
I'll make a motion that the town board will allow Mike Lewis, the town highway superintendent, to at his discretion, put out the bid for the purchase of sand prior to next board meeting.
I'll second it.
The town board has reserved. You're going to reserve the right to reject in any all bids.
Yes.
I was just about to say that.
Okay. Did you catch who that was? You got the motion from John. Okay.
Okay.
Shelly said she's ready for a vote. She got it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Okay. The last thing that I had before the board, actually Tony Rivazigno and I have been working with the town of Scruple and their board and attorney, put together an intermunicipal agreement that we've been talking about for years to accept flow from sewage of their Ainsley Drive Sewer District. They're getting close to a point where they're going to start building that out. I know Tony and I have had a lot of fun in hammering this out. I sent a copy of this to all the board members, and I'm requesting the board to do a motion to approve this intermunicipal agreement and allow the supervisor to sign it. I don't know if Tony Riv has any additional information he'd like to provide.
No, I think the agreement that we ended up with is what we're looking for. As far as I'm concerned, it's ready to go.
So, Tony, this is Mark. I'd like to make a motion to pass that.
Okay. All in favor?
Mark, how many houses are involved?
It's 68 EDUs. I'm not sure exactly how many houses. It's approximately somewhere between 17 to 20,000 gallons a day.
Okay. We're all set to accept that?
Yes, we are all set to accept that. The nice part is, I mean, right now we're looking at 300 EDU at 68 EDUs. So that's a nice little jolt to our plant.
Right.
Is there any other questions for this?
Didn't catch who seconded that.
I did. It's John Hill.
Okay. Thank you, John.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Carried.
I appreciate the time the town board has allotted me. That's all I have. Thank you.
I have just something real quick for the town board members. Mike Krause Mike Krause approached me with a bill for $290 for uniform. And can you guys hear me?
You broke up, Tony.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why. Mike Krause approached me today about uniforms. He needs a uniform and a badge for the councilman. But anyways, it was too late to submit it, so I just wanted to bring it up to you, is that he's looking for a couple pair of pants, a couple shirts, and a badge for his shirt. And it runs about $290, he said.
Tony, taking care of the courts.
Yes.
Wasn't there a training fee as well or something?
Yes, there was a $50 training fee. You can take an extra training class for $50. And he wanted us also to pitch in for that, which I think we're looking at about $320 overall for everything. I did not have an opportunity to see what he's purchasing. My understanding, a couple pair of pants, a couple of shirts, some type of patch for the shirt. Apparently, he doesn't want to wear the village uniform in there. He wants to wear like a town uniform.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I'm not even too sure. Can he wear the village uniform? He can't represent the village PD. Can he?
Yes.
Probably not.
Look, he can. He can, believe it or not. He sits inside the town. We have a municipal agreement between the village and the town. He can. Mike is also a town, he works for the town. That's not the issue. He just didn't want to wear it anyways.
Yeah.
He kind of wanted to have his own little.
If it's not going to exceed $300, I wouldn't worry about it. As long as it's not $300.
I think, Mark, I think it's going to be maybe $320. Somewhere in there. I can pull his badge away. That would take a lot of money away. So
that's fine. I don't have a problem with it. I'll make a motion now. $320 or $340, okay. Up to $400. Give it to him. That's my motion.
Yeah, I believe it's $320. So okay.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
John Hill?
Yeah, I'm okay as well.
Okay.
Was that a second, John Donahue?
If that was a motion, yeah.
Yeah, I think Mark Martino made a motion.
Okay. So you're all in favor?
Yeah. Aye.
Aye.
All in favor. Opposed? Okay, carried. Does Shelley have that, Mark?
Yes, she does.
I got it.
Okay. Okay, is there anything else from the board members?
Tony, I'd like to make a motion.
Okay.
The other night I was at the town hall and a place looked like garbage. I'd like to make a motion that we put it out to bid for a commercial company to come in with the proper insurance. And a set amount to take care of that facility the way it's designed to be.
Okay.
For cleaning.
Okay. Board members, this has been a little issue that's been going on for several months, and I personally have had a couple discussions about the issue. Every time I go in there, it's really bad, and it's not what we want for the public to walk through and see. It's not being taken care of properly. So, Mark, I agree with you.
I mean, I just think that this way that the company is responsible for everything. They have the proper insurances. And this way, if they don't do the job the way they should, we can get rid of them.
Yep.
Well, your motion was to put it out to bid?
I believe it should be put out to bid.
Okay. I'll check on that motion.
Okay, John Hill, did you have any comments about it?
Yeah, I just noticed today when I was in some papers that, yeah, I agree with everybody. I didn't realize it was getting that bad today. So yeah. I'm all in favor.
Okay, so the motion is that we will put the cleaning out to bid. So, and Mark, you, or John, you second it?
Yes, I did.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's carried. With that, I would like to make a motion to pay the bills.
I'll second that. Mark.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. I would also like to make a motion to accept the minutes.
I'll second that.
I'll second
that.
Mm-hmm. Tony, those are the minutes for February, March, and April. Is that correct?
I believe we have our minutes.
Yes.
For them.
Yeah, Shelley said February.
March and April. Yeah.
March and April, correct.
Okay. I just want to make sure it's clear we're approving all three. Okay.
Okay. So, saying that, I'd like to. Okay, we made a motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, Carrie. Is there anything else before we close this meeting?
Yes, good evening. This is Jared Lusk from Tarpon. I realize you passed the resolutions approving the tower, and I appreciate it. How do I get myself a written copy of the filed resolution approving the tower? I need that for my records.
I can do that for you. This is Mark Bombardo.
I appreciate that. I just need to know when it was filed in your office.
Yeah, once the town clerk goes ahead and certifies that, she'll give me a copy. I'll scan and email it to you, and then we'll be waiting for you to issue a building permit.
That's great. And generally, again, not trying to rush everything, just so that I know how long does it generally take the town clerk to certify something like that.
Oh, she'll have it done. She'll have it done tomorrow.
Oh, great! Thank you.
There's an inside joke there. The town clerk's my wife, and she's sitting right next to me, staring and glaring that I said that. So, but she should have it done tomorrow.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, good luck.
Have a good day now.
Bye now. Okay, if there's nothing else. I would like to make a
motion. Hey, this is Al Montclair. I got a question.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Hey, Al Hildreth across from Corporate Park Drive. Are we doing anything with the SWIP enforcement there?
As far as what's the SWIP enforcement? What do you want to enforce?
I mean, I look at the silt fence, it's all down. I mean, doesn't he have a SWIP permit?
Yeah, he does, Al.
He does.
I do have him under violation. The problem that we have right now is the courts are all closed. Okay, I can't take it any farther. So,
I'm just getting a lot of mud across. You know, it's going coming down through our, you know, our yeah. drainage. Is that the way it goes?
He is under violation.
Yeah. So,
but without the courts being in session, there's nothing we can do.
Let me ask you another thing. Where he's located at, next to P&M Mobile, does he have a permit to operate there?
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
Can you give me the information when that was approved and what he's approved for?
If you want to contact me later, Al, we can talk about it and I get you the stuff. Not a problem.
Okay. Yep.
I just don't have it in front of me.
Yep. I appreciate that.
Okay, is there anything else? Okay, we're saying that. I'd like to make a motion to close the meeting.
I'll second it.
All right. Mark.
All in favor? Opposed?
All right.
Carried. Carried.
Yes.